95.9 The Fox. It's First Thing Fairfield County. I'm Alan, and in the studio with me now are some very special guests, because coming up on Saturday night, May 4th, it's the third annual Norwalk Veterinary Hospital's fundraiser. It's happening over at the St. Anne Club in Norwalk, and with me right now, I have Dr. Janice Duffy of the hospital. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I have Sergeant Hector Irizarry of the Fairfield Canine Unit of the Police Department. How's it going?
How's it going?
And I got that right. You're Fairfield, right?
That's correct.
And I also have Sue Gabriel as well.
Hello.
So here we're talking about the big event that's coming up. And what is this all about?
So a couple years ago, Norwalk Veterinary Hospital, along with Sue Gabriel, co-chaired a fundraiser to benefit the canine units of Fairfield and Norwalk and Animal Nation, which is a rescue group that we work with.
This is a total fundraiser. Everything that's going to be raised that night is going to go directly to both organizations.
Yep, it's split three ways evenly to all three organizations. So the two canine units, Norwalk Fairfield and Animal Nation, all get an equal share of the money that we make.
Now, last year, I think you guys raised about $11,000 for each group.
That's correct.
But we've got a goal this year.
Yep, we do. About $15,000 per each group.
All right.
Would be really nice.
All right. I think we can do that. It's a night at the St. Anne Club. What should we expect that night?
So it's a full Italian dinner, kind of family-style fast food. There's a silent auction, and there's a small live auction as well, a Chinese auction. The canine officers all bring their dogs, so everyone gets to meet them in the beginning. Animal Nation will usually bring some sort of animal with them.
What exactly is Animal Nation?
So Animal Nation is a rescue group that was founded in 2011. It's completely volunteer run. It has a mission to eliminate cruelty to animals by promoting compassion and kindness for all living beings. And it's being accomplished by their mission-driven programs. They do domestic pet rescue, adoption, farm animal rescue, sanctuary adoption, wildlife rescue, rehabilitation, release, and humane education.
Wow. And where are they based out of? Are they based out of Fairfield County?
So they're based actually out of South Salem, New York.
Okay.
But it's a group, Patrick Moore, one of the big rehabbers in that group, actually uses our facility as their veterinary care.
Oh, very cool. And you are a veterinarian. You're part of the Norwalk Veterinary Hospital.
Correct. I'm the co-owner with my husband, Dr. Charles Duffy.
How long have you been a part of the... How long have you been a veterinarian? And how long have you been
I've been a veterinarian for 26 years.
Wow.
And we have owned the practice for about 24.
Right from the start. You've been there your entire, basically, veterinary career.
Yes, correct.
We're talking about the third annual Norwalk Veterinary Hospital fundraiser. Now, we also have Sergeant Hector Irizarry from the Fairfield Canine. My understanding is the Fairfield Canine Unit is entirely run on donations.
That's correct.
Is that unusual? Is that sort of the standard?
Well, you know, it's pretty much the standard for the Fairfield County area. Most canine units are run by public and corporate donations. So everything from dog food to vet care to the equipment, the training, everything is done by donations. So we've got to get out there, get out to the public, and make them aware of what we're doing out there and in order to get those donations to us and keep us going.
How long have you been a member of the police department?
I've been a police officer for over 20 years now. I've been the canine sergeant for about 4 years, and I've had Canine Jake assigned to me for the past year.
That's what I was about to ask next. So we have another special guest who's not on microphone right now. It's Canine Jake. What's Jake's story?
Well, Jake's story is quite impressive. He's named after a Marine Corps vet who committed suicide due to post-traumatic stress in 2016. So, and his name was Jake Pettit. So what we're trying to do with Canine Jake is to get him out there to the public. He meets with veterans. We promote PTSD awareness. And I'm sorry, he's going a little nuts with Sue over there.
That's okay.
And so it's just to get the message out there and help spread awareness with post-traumatic stress, not only with combat veterans, but with first responders as well.
So he's actually a canine officer.
Correct.
And he also does PTSD treatment, I guess, on the side. Is it part of his duties?
Yeah, it's part of his duties. I mean, we get out there and we patrol the streets just like every other canine. We work the evening shift in Fairfield, so if you ever see a really cool F-150 all camoed out, that's going to be Canine Jake's truck, which was also done by donations. So we do narcotics detection work as part of our police duties, and we also get out to the public and do social events with veterans and organizations that support veterans.
Do a lot of the canine officers do sort of double duty, or is that sort of unique for Jake?
It's very unique. As far as I know, it's the only one in the country that's doing that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're kind of like setting the bar for not only doing police duties, which is pretty much a handful. I mean, it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But to get out there also and do the public awareness thing with him.
Sue is also with us. What's your involvement with the Norwalk Veterinary Hospital? Did you spearhead the original fundraising event?
Yeah, so we were just kind of talking about it. I've been friends with Janice. Our kids went to school together since kindergarten. They're now 18. So we were just talking about it last year and kind of just, or two years ago, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And we decided we were going to do this event, and it kind of started as just a little seed and an idea, and it grew into, you know, having almost 300 people attend this event. So I basically do all of the getting the silent auctions, getting the sponsors, and the officers and Janice do help as well. But I do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff to kind of bring it together, contacting companies, restaurants, anybody I could think of to see if they would donate either monetary gifts or in-kind gifts like gift cards, gift baskets, services.
And is it because of your love of animals? Is that how it started?
that's basically it.
Do you have animals right now?
Yeah, so I have, I actually just rescued a German Shepherd puppy.
Oh, wow. From where?
From Recycled Paws Rescue.
Okay.
He's purebred. He came from somewhere down south, and it was a kill shelter. So I rescued him. He's 4 months. And I have Gracie, who's also a rescue. She's a beagle mix from Paws.
I grew up with a beagle. I don't know if it was a mix. I think it might have just been a regular beagle. But they're the best. But they howl.
She's actually being trained to be a therapy dog.
I'm
a marriage
awesome.
And family therapist. So I use her and bring her to work with me.
So that must also be sort of new to that type of therapy. I've heard of it for PTSD, but for couples counseling, family counseling.
Couples, families, kids, whoever, and they sit there and they pet the dog, and it actually really relaxes them.
So how many animals will we expect to see at the night on May 4th?
Norwalk will have their five dogs, right? Yeah. They have five dogs. They have three German Shepherds and two Labs. Fairfield will have their three shepherds, and Animal Nation last year brought some mini horses.
Mini horses?
Yep.
I didn't think that those were real. I thought those were just ponies, but it's a real actual animal.
It's a real actual animal. A mini horse, yep.
Yep.
They allow mini horses inside the same
ankle. Well, we do that outside.
They're small. They don't make that much of a mess.
Somebody's got to clean up after them.
But somebody does have to clean up after them. So if people want to get involved, if our listeners would love to be a part of it, where can they get more information?
We do have a Facebook page, and it's the Norwalk Veterinary Hospital Canine Fundraiser. All of the dogs have their own Instagram pages with Fairfield.
Oh, do they? So does Jake?
Jake has his own Instagram. It's at FPDK9Jake.
FPDK9Jake on Instagram. And I'm sure he's got more followers than me, than the radio station.
Yeah, he's got a couple thousand. That list is growing daily.
That's awesome.
I do a lot of the pictures, but a lot of them are also tag pictures. So from different events and stuff, people will take pictures of him in the truck, and I'll ask him to tag him. So the public participates in that as well.
Does Jake live with you?
Yes.
Is he with you all the time?
All the time.
So if you... Let's say you go to a wedding or something. Do you have to bring him along with you?
No, thankfully, Dr. Duffy also has a boarding facility attached to her veterinary hospital. So we've utilized that in the past.
That's something that I always wondered. I knew that the dogs, the canines went with the police officer, the right. human officer.
Right.
But I was just like, well, wait a minute. Every once in a while, they have to go somewhere that they can't bring a dog.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
This is open to the public. If they're interested in purchasing tickets, they can call either one of us. So if they go to your website, they'll be able to find email links, website links, everything. Tickets are still on sale. They do. We have a limited number left. So it
can sell out.
It sells out every year.
Oh, wow.
And usually like the end of the last 2 weeks is when everybody starts calling and saying, I want tickets. And we've had to do a wait list at times.
So. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's a good problem.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have when putting on an event. Well, thank you so much to Dr. Janice Duffy, to Sue Gabriel, to Sergeant Hector Azari, and of course to K9 Jake. We're really looking forward to it. Saturday night, May 4th at the St. Anne Club in Norwalk. It's the third annual Norwalk Veterinary Hospital fundraiser to benefit the Fairfield K9, the Norwalk Police Department K9, as well as Animal Nation. It sounds like an amazing evening. We're really looking forward to it.
It is. It's the best event at St. Anne's.